This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organized Report on how the 10-10 per hour executive order may have more impact than you think. The president, in his fifth State of the Union address, said that he would issue an executive order raising the minimum hourly wage for workers employed under federal subcontracts to 10-10 per hour, the same number that he and many others have been advocating on the stair-step proposal for the federal minimum wage. Some observers dismiss the impact as relatively unimportant, only affecting a couple of 100,000 workers over coming years, since the measure only goes into effect for new contracts or as existing contracts come up for renewals. Is this just a symbolic gesture? I don't think so. Demos, the research organization, has indicated that there are 560,000 workers making less than $12 per hour. And yes, that's more than 10-10 per hour. But all of them, and likely many more federally contracted workers, will be impacted because of the impact of both wage compression and the attending multiplier impacts that could bring higher wages to millions of workers. Compression is straightforward. If the minimum wage is $7.25 as it is now, and you're making $12 per hour or more, then employers can say, what's the beef? And workers can look down and around and reckon the unlikelihood of doing better. If the minimum, on the other hand, is $10.10 per hour, then $12 is bumping right into it and is no longer a respectable wage. The president's number sets the minimum standard for any wage determination set by the Department of Labor and will require the DOL to similarly adjust the minimum rates on all other contracts upward. Furthermore, under Section 4C of the Service Contract Act, it also makes much more elastic what are inarguably reasonable settlements on wages for collective bargaining contracts. The impact on local economies in Washington, D.C., and wherever there are federal installations, from military facilities to regional governmental offices, is potentially huge. The other nice touch on this executive order is the fact that for the first time it is automatically linking to inflation, so there's a built-in escalator, similar to what we all have advocated for decades now for the federal minimum wage, to get around the congressional stalls that have reduced the minimum wage purchasing power so dramatically over the last 30 years. This is an executive order, then, that will keep on giving as it moves the floor higher annually, and once again, will create a cost-of-living adjustment in effect for all federally contracted workers. Sweet. And the impact is huge and will also keep touching millions of workers in the future. Finally, there's the economic impact of the moral suasion of such an order. President Kennedy's executive order allowing collective bargaining for federal employees unleashed the dam blocking public sector bargaining across the country and unleashing the pent-up organizing demands of millions of workers who are now represented by unions. I'm sure the president is hoping his big step on minimum wages for federally contracted workers will have the same impact on raising wages for private sector, largely unorganized workers across the country. And you know what? It just might. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.